Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Betsy, Laura, welcome to the Soul of Business.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so you guys just dropped a bomb on me, and I really want to hear all the details. Tell us all about how you guys met and how really, you know, just a little bit about what you do, and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the bomb we dropped is that we have the same last name, and we are not related. We're not sisters, not cousins, not lesbian life partners.
I was like, how'd you guys get to know each other? How are you in business together? And this was the answer.
Yeah, we connected on Instagram. And furthermore, we should note that we live in two different countries. I'm in Canada, Calgary, Alberta, and Betsy's out in Pennsylvania. So 3,000 miles apart, two different countries, a 2-hour time difference.
And you met on Instagram.
We connected on Instagram.
Laura slid into my DMs like way back in the day. She's like, hey, what's up? I love what you're doing.
2016 OG days of DMing on Instagram.
Okay, amazing. So almost 4 years ago now?
Four. Oh my God. January will be 3 years since we launched the podcast.
Okay.
And it'll be 2 years since we started the business.
Yeah. Okay. So Laura, you DM'd Betsy. Is that?
So back then I was doing network marketing and Betsy
for which
was
company, just out of curiosity.
I was with USANA.
Okay. Don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. It's fine. A lot of, USANA is really common with like health coaches and chiropractors and, naturopaths, that sort of thing. But anyways, Betsy was health coaching then, and I came across her Instagram, and she was like all doing all the healthy things, showing her garden and her recipes and her blogging. She was boho rustic back then. And I noticed that she had the same last name as me. And that never, you should know that that never happens. There's like a handful of Milnes in the world, and we are two of them. Uh-huh. So I just reached out, I'm like, hey, I love what you're posting on Instagram. Tell me more about what you're doing. P.S. We have the same last name. How weird is that?
Yeah.
And it just turned into us, like very quickly, we got on the phone with each other and we were talking. And Betsy had actually been looking to partner with USANA and use it in her network marketing or like use that in her health coaching business. And so that was sort of a weird coincidence. And it was funny because every time we got on the phone, you know, we were supposed to be, air quotes, supposed to be talking about her business and talking about, you know, weaving the USANA product into her health coaching and all this stuff. And we would never talk about that. I mean, we would talk about business, but we were talking about it on a higher level, talking about the brand and the impact and the difference we wanted to make. And then in December, like literally just before Christmas, December 2016, Betsy called me on the way back from a trip to New York City. And she was like, I want to start a podcast and there's no one else I can think of that I would want to do it with. Do you want to do a podcast? And I was like, yeah, I'm in. It should be noted. I wasn't even listening to podcasts then. I didn't know a thing about podcasts.
Sure.
Yeah. And two weeks later, literally January 4th, 2017, we were live on iTunes and we just rocked it.
Amazing. Right. And so it wasn't like, hey, we should start a business together. It was like, we should start a podcast together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we spent a full year doing the podcast before we even decided that we were going to monetize. And how that played out was just, we wanted the conversation. We wanted conversation with other women. We wanted to have interesting conversations that we felt were lacking. We wanted to talk about business. And back then, early 2017, like there weren't a ton of podcasts. We didn't have a lot of competition at that point. Yeah. And so what we did is we just tapped into our network, and anybody we thought was cool on Instagram, we would DM them and be like, hey, want to come on and talk about your business? And what happened was organically what unfolded, we only had women. Basically, we've had five men on our podcast out of close to 300 episodes, I want to say. Okay. And every single one of them owned their own business. They were solopreneurs. They were taking their passion, turning it into profit. And so that became our niche without us even knowing. It was just like, these are the, I called her one day I was in Forever 21 and I texted her. I was like, I want to talk about relationships. Can we have a relationship expert on? And like, we would go out and just have these conversations with women, but they were all business owners, small business owners doing the work. Mm-hmm. And eventually over time, what became really clear was like, I love business. Like I could talk about building businesses until the day I die and I would be happy. Mm-hmm. And so it just naturally progressed into, you guys should be running a business course. Like you should teach us how to do what you're doing. And so that's how Luscious Hustle was born, was through just showing up, showing high value, really leaning into what was important. And we had to, you know, we came in with baggage that we had to heal in order to move forward and actually monetize. And we did that in front of everybody. We just showed up consistently.
So beautiful and so raw and so vulnerable and just like so relatable, right? Mm-hmm. I'm curious, given the kind of what you guys have experienced over the last couple of years with just the huge boom of podcasts, like where do you guys see the podcasting world going?
Well, already you have to be way more niched. I mean, we had the luxury of playing messy and having total beginner's mindset in early 2017. So we actually kind of, you know, we had dozens of episodes out before we started to kind of sort of niche down. Mm-hmm. The thing now with podcasts is you have to be niched right out of the gate. You have to be really solid out of the gate. It's hard. It's much more competitive. So mm-hmm. I'm super grateful with, you know, the divine timing there because we had a lot of baggage. We were broke as a joke. I was momming it, basically single momming it all the time. Betsy's caring for her parents. We had no time. We had no money. We had a lot of actual spiritual healing and trauma to heal. There was just a lot going on. So the timing was perfect.
Okay. We're going to get in all the spiritual healing and trauma because that is like, you know, my thing and the work and the inner work that you have to do in order to really, I believe, attract and grow and co-create the life that you desire, including your business. But I'm really curious about this whole podcast thing. So do you guys coach your clients to start podcasts, or is it like you do?
We do. And we attract people that want to start podcasts when we work with them. Most of our clients do have products and services, but they also have a voice. And what I love about the work that we do and the healing work in particular, we can go deep on that, is that part of healing is finding your voice, speaking your truth, learning how to authentically share what has happened to you mm-hmm. in a way that serves people and isn't just like, you know, at the beginning for me, it was always like, I don't want people to look at me and see me as less than because I've had this moment in my life. And so I think, you know, podcasting is a great platform when you have a mission. And I knew, like, full transparency, when we started the podcast, I was so wounded. I couldn't take a selfie. I couldn't post a picture of myself online, but I knew I had a voice, right? Like I knew I had stuff to say, but I was not prepared to get on camera to do it. So for me, I mean, in some ways it's like the chicken shit way out. Like this was comfortable enough that I could get a mic and figure it out, but not have to show my face. So I felt less vulnerable. It was still scary, but I was like inside my outer comfort zone, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of describing it.
Yeah. And so for me, it was like, I have this voice, I can use it. If I can use it, then I can create impact. Maybe if I get through this like enough times, something more will come from it. But I also knew I couldn't do it alone, which is where I got Laura involved because I was driving home and I knew my limitations. But again, it went back to that voice. It's like when you have that passion and you have to get it out, where do you start? You start with your voice. Like that's what opens the channel of energy.
Do you guys listen to your podcasts before you put them out?
Yes. I still edit them.
You do. Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. We have a podcast producer now, but like, I mean, we still edit them. I've listened to every single one of them. If you listened way back in the beginning, our voices shook. I had a lisp. Like we were like Luscious Living podcast at the beginning before we became Luscious Hustle. I did every intro. And let me tell you, with a lisp, Luscious Living podcast is like the hardest thing to say. I mean, I don't know why I agreed to that. But again, you just learn. And I do, I highly recommend, and I say this to people all the time, if you're on video, if you're doing podcasts, like listen, go back and listen to yourself. You will learn more by listening than you ever will with a coach, with anybody. Like it's amazing what you can pick up and change and grow and sink into when you re-listen to what you're saying.
That is so profound. And I'm going to take that tip from you because I don't listen. And I'm a big fan of like done is better than perfect. And one of my hurdles is being a perfectionist and just having everything look good and sound good. It's like, I want my highest and best work to go out there. And so I like record something and I just send it off to the team or the editor or whatever, and it just goes up. But I really, really, really hear you that there's so much learning that we can derive from listening and watching. But I have a really hard time with it.
I have a hard time with it. I hate my own voice, but that's common. Most people, it's hard to hear your own voice back. And it's just really, it's a further invitation to learn how to be compassionate and patient and gentle with yourself. Because if you expect other people to treat you, be compassionate and patient, and you want to be that way with your clients and your audience, then you have to start with yourself first. And it might be as simple as just listening to your own voice.
Yeah.
So ladies, who do you guys typically work? Are you working with like new business owners or women that are a little bit further along? Like who are you typically coaching in your business?
Our girl typically has already got the ball rolling to a certain extent. It depends. Everyone's a little bit different, but she usually comes from a corporate 9-to-5 background. She is smart. Mm-hmm. She is ambitious. And she knows that she could move mountains really quickly, except that the thing that she's doing Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 is not in alignment with her soul. And so she's got this side hustle that she's trying to work on the side. And it just doesn't feel like she's making momentum. And so it's about redirecting her energy, doing some healing work, figuring out how do we reverse engineer the big vision that she has and make that a reality, start to make that to collapse time, really. We actually were talking about this with someone today. Like, how can we collapse time and make that happen for you now? Because women, you know, if you are that smart, ambitious woman, you're probably doing all the things. You have a job, you have a relationship, you may or may not have kids, you've got the side hustle. Life feels burdened most days. And so then that means that time feels tight and money feels tight. So how do we help you expand into the bigger vision that you have for yourself and make that happen now, so you don't feel like you have to be in this struggle another year, 2 years, 3 years from now? Because I don't want that for women. I've been there.
And what do you guys see as like the biggest things that are holding that woman back that is so strong and so capable and has the dream so clearly in her mind's eye from holding them back from actually going out and doing what they need to do?
This is such a great question. It's funny that you asked this because I was just thinking about this after our last discovery call today. And you know, I think as women, and particularly in the social media era, we get stuck on somebody else's story, right? Mm. I don't have time. I don't have money. And the women that we talk to, they're super ambitious. They're so strong. They've got this vision and they're doing everything right. They're signing up. They're taking the courses. They understand what a funnel is. They know how to build a website. They've got all the pieces in place. And we were the same way at the beginning, but they're missing, they're buying into somebody else's story and making it their own and getting stuck in, I don't have enough money right now. I don't have enough time. And the reality of it is, I think that's fear, but I also think it's just conditioning that we're getting on social media because we're looking at everybody else who's super successful and saying, okay, I want to be like her. But like, you know, what is the reason why? And I just think we're getting in our own way in this weird sort of way of like, I don't have time. You do have time. Everybody has time. I can't believe when I found out I was a projector and I was only supposed to work 4 hours a day, I couldn't believe how much time I was wasting in our business because I was trying to subscribe to somebody else's story. And it was, you know, it was like one of those watershed moments. Oh, you mean I could do the same amount of work in 4 hours and get more results? Like what?
Yes. Yes. I have not actually dove into the rabbit hole of human design yet, but for anyone who's wondering, what Laura's talking about, or Betsy, it's talking about, she's talking about, the human design profile, which has about four different types, right?
There's five. Oh, five different types. Okay. Yep. And it's an astrological system. So it's based on where you're born, the time that you were born, and it's like 90 days before. Yeah. The date, the time, and it's a reflection. So there's two things that the stars look at to come up with your human design. So it's 90 days before you're born and when exactly you were born, where all the stars are. And it's just, basically it's like an energetic roadmap on who you are, what your type is, how you show up in the world energetically. And we believe Laura's a generator. I'm a projector. There's manifesting generators, manifestors, and reflectors. And when we dug into this in our business, it just opened Pandora's box of opportunity for us, because we realized that we weren't working in alignment with our energy.
Yeah.
And once we aligned with that, things just changed really fast.
Oh my God. I've been really wanting to do it. I've been pretty into the Enneagram and studying that recently. So kind of gone down that rabbit hole, which I actually haven't talked too much about on the podcast. Just been doing it personally, but it's definitely on the like peripheral, like, yeah, I'm super interested in the human design work.
I love human design. It's like if the Enneagram, 16 personalities, and astrology made a baby, that's human
design. That's kind of what it is. Yeah.
It brings all the chords together.
Nice.
Really, really succinctly. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Coming full circle back around here to the inner work. And you guys have already just talked so much about transformation and doing the deeper spiritual work and the trauma. I've got so many questions, but I guess like what do you, from your guys' experience, what work have you guys had to overcome the most? Like what has been your personal journey?
Oh God, I will try to be succinct.
Yeah. Because it also hasn't been that long. Like you're talking about like 2 years, or which is not a long time. And I think I often talk about how I've been on my own personal development and spiritual journey for over a decade. And that's part of my story and my experience. And I think it's really powerful for you guys to talk about, especially in relationship to entrepreneurship, that you can collapse time and space, and that it can be, obviously we're all still on our journeys, but you guys have had a real level of success here. And it sounds to me like you attribute a lot of that to doing the inner work. Would that be accurate?
100%. And I love that you mentioned it that way, because one of the most common objections or limiting stories we hear is, well, I need to work on myself first and then I can build the brand and business. And I could not disagree with that possibly more. The two need to happen. It's not that they can happen or should happen. Like they need to happen side by side.
Your business is a portal. It's a portal.
100%. It's the vehicle of your transformation. Yeah.
If I may, I also think that people can enter through health or relationships, or it's not that like your business is the only way, but if you are interested in entrepreneurship and growth and abundance and prosperity and all the things, it is such a divinely guided way to get in there. So please share more.
Yeah. So I'll cut this story down. Basically, Betsy and I have a soul contract, and that soul contract was born, May 23rd, 2015. So my daughter was born May 23rd, 2015. Okay. And so the night before when I was like late to get to the hospital to be induced. So May 22nd, I was sitting there at my kitchen table journaling. And, I was just spilling out all the things I knew I wanted to create with my life. I had this new baby that I knew was going to be born in the next 24 hours. Mm. And one of the things I wrote down was that I wanted to find a way to make, you know, drinking tea and having interesting conversations with women. I want that to be my job. How do I make that make money? How does that become my life's purpose? Mm. And 3,000 miles away, Betsy was having a watershed moment, and she signed up for health coaching school. She had previously like worked in a corporate in New York and built multi-million-dollar accounts in fashion and was taking a major pivot in her life. And so we have actually traced it back after the fact, and like literally down to the minute when my daughter was born, that's when she signed up for IIN. Wow. And then we didn't actually like the DM that I sent her didn't happen for a full year later. And
holy
then
cow. The podcast. Okay, happened. I hear you.
Yeah.
I
so then the podcast the happened, you know, and the thing is with Betsy is, you know, she was raped 20 years ago, and that trauma carried itself in her for many, many years. And so the level of fear, you know, she talked about, we started the podcast because she didn't want to literally even take a selfie, like forget Facebook Live. That wasn't happening. She wouldn't. I used to like in the beginning, I used to text her like, for the love of God, please give me a selfie, because I would do our Instagram. And I would say, like, there's no pictures of you in the feed. No one will know you even exist. They'll think I'm making you up if we don't have a picture. But, you know, my name had to be the same as hers. So that
I wouldn't have written her back.
Because that was the level of wounded. So she had to be, we had to trust each other. And it was just meant to be. And then, you know, things like the podcast. Well, we started with podcasting, and that bought us time basically for her to do the inner work, to start showing up and doing selfies and start doing Facebook Lives and really stepping into using her voice. And so we have healed a ton while also building the business. I am now a single mom. I left my marriage earlier this year and completely rebuilt my life. You know, Betsy's had some major health issues come up. She's caring for two very aging parents. You know, we've had money mindset shit. I mean, when we first started the business, Betsy didn't have a bank account, like literally no bank account. Yeah. And I'm the little generator that I am. I was hustling 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Momming and picking up. I used to be a pediatric nurse, so I pick up night shifts on the weekends and then come home and sleep 2 hours and then mom and business and all the things. And so we had to work through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But in doing so through the vehicle of the business, we were allowed to heal ourselves much faster. I can't even imagine. I literally thinking this now, I can't even imagine where either of us would be now if we had never started the business.
No, I'd probably be dead.
But like Betsy,
well, and I say that, and I'm not trying to be like dramatic, like I would have killed myself, but I was at a point when I left New York City where I was having such bad migraines. It was like having mini strokes. Like nobody knew what was wrong with me. Mm. I was slurring my words in meetings. I was losing time. I couldn't get myself home from work some days. I literally had to move home with my parents because I couldn't take care of myself, which is where health coaching came in. It was like, if I could heal myself, maybe I can heal other people. I wasn't planning on starting a business. I didn't even know if I would be able to take care of myself. Yeah. Watching this simultaneously happen as my dad was getting diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I mean, it was a really trippy time for me, like in that space. And I, you know, I look back on it and I didn't know anything else, right? Like I was so outside of the spiritual world. I was so disconnected because my body was so physically broken that we had to do it the way that we did it. And I will say, like when we first started the podcast, I remember somebody saying to me, "Oh, you've got really strong intuition." And I was like, "Fuck you, no. I'm a New Yorker, man. Like I'm like a baller. I can make money, right?" And so there were so many things that had to be rewritten for me to just like live. And so, yeah, I'm not trying to sound dramatic like I would be dead, but I probably would be because I think my body would have just crapped out if I kept doing what I was doing because it was just so broken.
You guys, this is so profound and so important to have these deeper conversations and you know, just to put the puzzle pieces together, like, oh, I had a massive trauma to my body 20 years ago. And not like most people would not think that's the reason why I'm not able to do a selfie or go live on Facebook. Now, what I want to say very loud and clear is that you don't get to use it as an excuse. When you become aware of something like this or a past wound or a story or a pattern that is no longer serving you, you get to say, "Hey, guess what? I'm now grown up, Heidi or Betsy or Laura, and I'm now 25 or 30 or 40 or whatever it is, and I'm going to take full personal responsibility for this and do the work that I need to do to heal it." So I so acknowledge both of you for diving in so feet first, all in, doing this inner work. What have been some of the modalities that you have done and some of the healing work that you've done while building your business?
So for us, communication, I will say, is probably the number one healing modality. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's why we do the work that we do. Having Laura, so what you're saying, you know, recognizing the issue, took me a full year of like being told, "I think this might be a problem for you. I think this might be a problem for you." Like daily panic attacks when we started. I had no idea that it had anything to do with my trauma. Mm-hmm. I would have said, you know, and I say this to any woman who has been raped, I feel your pain. Like I am so sorry that that had to happen to you because everyone deals with it differently after the fact. I shut down, right? Yeah. For like 20 years, I shut down. Yeah.
You shut down, but you
powered through. Yeah. Yes. It took Laura saying to me over and over again, "I think you need to tell this story. I think you need to tell this story." This is mm-hmm. where communication is like the number one healer in my book. And I didn't want to do it. And, you know, by that point we had a really big platform. I knew what I was doing. I had to take some time. It's the only solo episode we've ever done where it's just me mm-hmm. talking and sharing my story on the podcast. But honestly, it was like night and day. And by that point, you know, I was already certified in Reiki. I have, you know, we use crystals, we use oils, we use
the moon.
We both have therapists. We use the moon in our business. That's like our number one modality. And that's really what using the moon was actually how I got myself to the point where I could tell my story. But like, I would say, you know, the energetic work energetic healing, energetic work. We do vibrational vortex healings. We have a witch now that we work with. I mean, we love her.
A witch.
Oh my God. Channels the universe for us. It's fantastic. Sends me stardust. It's incredible. But all those modalities, I think it's just an exploration. It's being open. It's not shaming yourself when you figure out you like something. I shamed myself because I liked certain healing modalities, right? Mm-hmm. It's just trying and trying and trying and just, I don't know. I don't want to say that, I mean, healing work is part of our business model, right? Like we do it as part of our, as part of the work that allows us to show up and be the best that we can be. So
yes,
down baths, vibrational healing, I'm really into right now. Like just all the things. I'm open to anything.
It should be noted too, though, that the kicker with doing your healing in conjunction with a business is that you don't get to, you're not allowed to sit in the excuse of, well,
yes.
Sometimes healing work can become an excuse to not take action.
Yes. Too. Oh my I actually think, amen to that.
Oh yeah. And we will call each other out on it. And we call our clients out on it. Like, hey, let's take a beat. I get that you're going through a funky thing right now. And that's, I honor that and respect that. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to use the fact that you know, I need to go get this treatment from this medium, or I need to go do some crystals, or I need to do this or that or whatever, and then I can get online. No.
No, you do it both.
You get to do both at the same time. And that's why we've had each other to be like, okay, I get that you're having a panic attack and going through something right now. We still have to have a newsletter go out on Friday. So how do we
we've had that conversation.
We've had that conversation many times. How do we make that happen and still give you the space you need? But the business is still getting built. And by not allowing yourself to sit in that excuse, you will actually heal faster because you're not going to sit in your story and you get to make money.
Do you guys have any tools or techniques that you give to your clients when they are having, you know, trauma relapse or big feelings or just feeling a lot of resistance like you guys are talking about and feel the need to take action? That you use to coach your clients through these times? Like, cause I'll have people just say like, yeah, I get that, but I literally like can't do it, or I'm just so stuck, or I'm whatever, you know, I'm curious what you guys say to that.
So the number one tip that I have for anybody, and this is really how we've built our business. Cause I am the one that in the beginning in particular was the one that was like holding ourselves back. It's like, find that thing that is still a little bit scary, but within your comfort zone. So for me, the walkout was start a podcast. Then it was take a selfie. Then it was get a professional photographer. Then it was get in the room with Laura, because we didn't meet for the first 8 months that we had the podcast. I didn't do a live until I met Laura in person. So for me, it was like find support. And our girls in that moment, they have us as the support that they need to walk through things. But then it's like, what's one action step, micro action step that you can take so that you are not sitting in fear? So you're being a leader for yourself, because we understand that like leadership starts with the relationship you have with yourself. Mm-hmm. It starts in you. So you have to lead yourself so you can go lead others. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just like, you know, it's as simple as take a deep breath, take three deep breaths, mm-hmm. and then do it. Don't think about it. Like Mel Robbins says, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Mm. And just find that one thing that you can sink into that feels in alignment that your highest self wants to do, and do it. Mm-hmm. And don't get stuck in the story.
I love that. I love that. I'll just add to that. It's like get into action. Like it's almost like move the energy, right?
Totally.
Just like move, like keep taking those baby steps in whatever big chunks or small chunks that you feel called to do. One of the things that I'll do with myself and often offer to my clients is make an agreement with yourself to come back and address it at a later time. So like, let's just say that you've got this like big feeling coming up in your car and you're like, oh my God, like this is something that needs to be processed, or this is something that I actually need to work through, but I'm 5 minutes away from going into this networking meeting or event. Like now is not the time to be like shedding and moving and releasing, right? But you don't want to just like shut that little one down or that trauma down. You want to make an agreement of, I hear you. Thank you for coming forward. I know you're coming forward for me to heal. And just knowing what I know, like I will be able to come and feel these feelings or do this work or move this energy at 9 o'clock tonight or at noon tomorrow when the house is quiet. And I don't know if you guys have ever done it like that. It it really allows you to like build trust with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. It's like recommitting to your own healing process, and also just like rebuilding that trust. So I'm curious, you guys, like, do you do this work on your clients, or is it like, I'm so curious how your business works, because you are teaching people how to build businesses, right? And do the inner work, but where is that line for you?
It's all blended. It's a harmony.
It is. Okay. It's very blended.
It's fairly meshed together. When we get on calls with our clients, I mean, you know, we start at the top, what's happening right now, what's current in your life. And then we drill down pretty fast and pretty mm-hmm. deep. We've said that we're going to change her LinkedIn through line to be like relishes and pushing people outside their comfort zones and going deep in 5 minutes. Like she just does that on
laser
calls. But that's, it's like, okay, so you know, you did a launch and you didn't have the many views as you thought you would in your lives or your Facebook group or whatever the schematics were of that yes. launch or the thing that they're trying to do. And like, okay, let's peel like 17 layers back right now and figure it out. So we can go deep right now on the call, and then we can rise back out of it. Cause that's the thing. You can go deep, but you can't sit there. Cause if you sit there, you won't move forward. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we take them deep. Let's unpack that little Pandora's box of crap from the past, understand where it belongs and when is the good time to deal with that. Maybe now, maybe over time. And then like, let's come back out of the hole. And like, how is that going to be reflected in what you're going to do today in your business and tomorrow and this week? That's really important.
You guys have such a beautiful balance between the two of you.
Oh,
Betsy,
thank you.
You feel like you're the one that just like drops in. You're like, okay, we're going here. Like we're going so deep. And then Laura, you're like, cool, let's heal it and let's bring it back up. Like,
bring it back
and
up
let's
to go the surface. Take action. Come back up
yeah.
now.
Take it down. Yeah. Is that, do you guys experience yourselves that way?
I think we had a coach really early on when we first started working together, and she was talking with us about masculine and feminine energy. And she's like, you do realize like when one of you is masculine, the other one is feminine, and when one is feminine, the other one's masculine. And the more we peeled back the layers, there's such duality in our relationship. There's such mm-hmm. duality. That's why we're Luscious Hustle. There's the feminine lusciousness, which is the embodiment, the fulfillment of like life and freedom and all the good things. And then there's hustle, which to us now is just a strategy. It is a strategy to help you create impact and income, which is what our women want. They want impact in their lives, impact in their family's lives, impacts in their community, but they also want to make an income doing it so that they can feel fully supported in their lusciousness. And I think, you know, what's amazing about Laura, like Laura's gift is just holding space for people. She was the one that saw me and was like, I see something in you that nobody, like you don't see right now, but the whole world needs to see it. So I'm just going to hold this space for you right over here and keep being that rock for you. And she was, and I wouldn't be able to do what I do or have healed as quickly as I healed if it wasn't for Laura. And, you know, the tables have turned now with her leaving her relationship. Like mm-hmm. I get to hold that space, that big vision of who I see her as, and she gets to do the healing work, and, you know, it flip-flops. And that's what we do with our coaching. I have built million-dollar business, like million-dollar accounts from nothing. I sold 50-cent belts and made $5 million in account. Like, I mean, I love building business, and it's important, but as soulful entrepreneurs, and particularly as women who have these energetic dynamics, I think it's important that we look at all sides of how to build a business. Men succeed in partnership, women can succeed in partnership mm-hmm. or community. You don't have to have a business partner, but you should be in community if you're building a business,
yeah.
in my humble opinion as a woman, because we need that. We need to talk to each other and understand that it's like, it's not competition. There's space for everybody. There's lots of abundance, lots of love. And then find the women that hold that space for you and help you move forward quickly.
So beautiful and so true and so important. Do you guys mainly work with women one-on-one, or do you have group programs?
So interestingly, we have only, up until about 6 months ago, we never did one-to-one clients. We always had a group program. Yep.
Okay.
We started with an online course called Luscious Hustle Academy, which very quickly turned into a mastermind. And we love our mastermind. Our girls have been in our mastermind now. Almost all of them have been in for a year. We're just launching 2020's mastermind. And We do one-to-one clients now, one-off, because we closed the doors to mastermind. And then we were like, well, we have people that want to work with us. What are we going to do? Right. But I really do believe that the beauty of what we've created with the Luscious Mastermind is that community and that sense. And when the girls come together, we did two retreats this year. When they came together, I mean, these aren't just people in a room together. These are like lifelong friendships.
Yeah.
And everyone said that. And that was literally the crowning achievement of our weekend, because we work really hard to bring women together so that they can support each other, have these awesome conversations, and grow together, not apart.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. So beautiful. Any final thoughts or words that you want to share?
Sorry, Laura, I've talked so much. Oh, I apologize.
I'm just listening.
Go.
I mean, I can't, I just want to second like everything that Betsy said. I mean, as women, we are meant to do business differently. You know, one of my favorite little fun facts, and part of the reason that we use the moon as a tool in our business, is that a man's body energetically operates on a 24-hour cycle. Mm-hmm. So they burn through energy and recharge in a single day. A woman's body operates on a 28-day cycle. Mm-hmm. So a woman trying to operate and build a business, plus all the things and all the people she's responsible in her day-to-day life, trying to make that happen in the system that was built by men for men, mm-hmm. it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So it's not that, you know, women often feel like they maybe are not worthy or don't have the permission to be as successful as a man. That's bullshit, in my opinion. The feminine, if your core essence is feminine, we are actually built to receive. Mm-hmm. I think that women building business in their divine feminine will out-earn men.
Oh, you are preaching to the choir.
Yeah. We just have to do it differently.
Yes. I recently read Do Less by Kate Northrup. And mm-hmm. that was actually the first time that I was introduced to the moon cycle and working on in that way. Do you guys have resources that you highly recommend regarding that?
So we teach a course called Moon Goddess, which is all about how to use the moon specifically in your business. So I have been studying the moon for as long as I can remember. Uh-huh. My nickname growing up from the day I was born was Betsy Moon, and I have always loved the energetics of it. It has never been specifically talked about in the business sense, the way that I can see how it can work for us. And just an example, like we were doing the moon cycle, like using the moon cycle for my healing. And I called Laura and I was like, hey, can we try this in the business? We went from 5K month to a 10K month to a 15K month. Hmm. And it's just like, ever since then, we've used the moon in every single aspect of our business, and it works. So Moon Goddess will be launching again in early 2020. And we're happy to share that information.
Yes.
But it's really, I think for women, it's important to understand our energy cycles. And there are days when we have to be, where we thrive in masculine energy. There's days where we sit in feminine energy, which is receiving energy. And instead of fighting and trying to do this 24-hour cycle, it's time for us to really lean into, I can receive, I can brainstorm today, I can sit back, like, and just enjoy the cycle that my body is in, because that's actually what accelerates us in business.
Oh, cool. I'm so excited to check that out. And I'm excited for that resource from the women in my community. Amazing.
Thank you.
Laura, Betsy, thank you guys so much. This was so fun and so informative, and excited to connect with you both.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.